Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. This is the show that helps you become a smarter real estate investor. This is for more advanced people and just getting started. It doesn't matter. You can always learn something from people's questions. And every Monday we do our Q&A episode where you're able to ask me a question. Try to keep it to about 30 seconds and I will answer it right here on the show. We have three great questions today about financing and raising capital for real estate investing. The way that you can leave me a question is just go to Morris Invest. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. And that is how you'll be able to leave me a voicemail message. Just click on it right there on your screen. Record a 30-second message. Again, that's morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Okay, let's get to our first question of the day. And this one comes from Gino on what types of banks we can use. Let's listen to Gino.
Hello, Mr. Morris. The question that I would have is about banks. What banks are best to utilize when getting a HELOC to do velocity banking? And what sort of banks are best for investors to do refinances or are investor friendly?
Thank you, Gino. So if you're not familiar with Gino's part of his question, he was talking about velocity banking. And that's I've written a whole book on that. It's called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And we've just had so many great people who've emailed in over the years since that book was published. We have a new edition that's available on Amazon. Again, it's got a blue cover called How to Pay Off Your Mortgage in 5 Years. And we talk about the different ways to use a home equity line of credit, using different financing to accelerate the payoff of your current mortgage. So what banks are more favorable for that? Well, banks, as you know, over the past year have tightened a bit on financing, especially for home equity lines of credit as those sort of secondary loans. However, things have picked back up again. And now banks are loosening and going back to allowing those types of financing programs. These are kind of the first programs to fall, I guess, in a pandemic or other big problem. But they are starting to loosen up again. And look at these interest rates. Looking at the current interest rates right now, this morning, on Monday, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is at 2.87% for a 30-year. Folks, this is literally free money. I mean, barely above the inflation rate. This is literally getting free money from a bank. So if you are thinking right now about buying a house or refinancing a house or using the debt, you know, getting this money for an investment property, do it. A couple of banks that I like, I'm a big fan of Flagstar. We've done a number of investment properties with them. They've been really great. Again, if you're interested, we work with at Morris Invest, we work with over 60 different lenders. Plus, we also have non-recourse financing built into a number of our properties, which means the bank doesn't care necessarily about you. They care about the asset. So they are financing the asset, not you. And so it doesn't really matter what credit score. You can actually buy it in an LLC. It's great for international investors. So again, a couple of different banks. I mean, Churchill Mortgage down south, Dan Krause is a good friend of mine. Reach out to him. He would be happy to help. Like I mentioned, Flagstar Bank, they are national and they do small investment loans. They will let you buy a property as an investment property in an LLC. And so just shop around. There's so many banks that are willing to lend right now because of this housing boom that we're looking at. And again, a 30-year fixed rate mortgage at 2.87%. I would recommend, you know, remember the thing with velocity banking. The reason that this system works is because you're trading two different types of investment products or financial products, right? A 30-year amortized mortgage versus a home equity line of credit. It's a different mortgage. The same thing is true if you used, you know, a credit card or a business credit card line of credit or a personal loan to accelerate the payoff of your mortgage. Remember, you're trading time. There are two enemies, right? They're time and interest. We write about this in the book. And if you can attack both of those at the same time, that is how you win. That's how you're able to accelerate this payoff. Shop around a lot of different banks. Local banks, I find, tend to be really useful because they're up against these big guys. So we've had a lot of success with smaller local banks. Look for those who know the area and they need your business. And they're up against the big boys and they are willing to do things that the big boys do not. Okay, our next question comes from Joe.
Hi, Clayton. This is Joe Garcia. I got a question for you. If somebody does not have any financing whatsoever, and they want to get into real estate, they need down payment assistance. They need to cover whatever percentage is left over, either it's hard money or private money. Do we have the resources? Do you have the resources that provide for us to help us out on getting that accomplished? An individual wants to come in and pick up a property, but they just don't have liquid cash or any capital. Maybe they have some credit, or they're establishing credit. Maybe they're establishing business credit. If you can answer that, that'd be awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Joe. So the question, do we have resources to help with raising capital? I didn't quite understand the question in that. Are you wondering if we at my company at Morris Invest will, you know, help you raise capital? That's not something we really do on the surface. If I understand your question correctly, but if you book a call with us and you don't have financing for a rental property, we work with over 60 different banks. So yes, we absolutely, through our team, can help you get a loan. That's not a problem at all. We also have partnered with banks where we have non-recourse financing already built into the property, and the property is already brand new construction and completed, plus it has a tenant in the property. So that non-recourse financing, the bank is, again, providing financing on the asset itself, not you, the borrower. But if that's not what you're asking, like if we do that, then do you have resources to help you with raising capital? Well, here's a suggestion for you. You know, if you have $0, you don't have $45,000 for a down payment on a rental property, you literally have no capital. I would go to our website. We have a funding tab right at the top. I would check that out. It gives you some options for how you can get 0% interest funding. Again, go to morrisinvest.com/funding. Check that out. That's one option. That's a very good option. I've used it many times and have been able to get over to, you know, over $200,000 at 0% interest. It's how I've been able to buy a number of additional rental properties over the years. So it's a great strategy. Another suggestion is to, you know, if you're going to have, if they have a local meetup group, great, go to it. If you have to wear a mask right now during COVID, but there are a lot of private lenders. There are a lot of people that would love to partner with you on a deal. And there are people that don't have $40,000, but they might have $5,000, $10,000. And if you got four of those individuals together and did like a friendship program where you come together, the four of you, you start an LLC, and now the four of you have been able to put up $5,000-$10,000 as a down payment. You get the funding on a rental property, and now you own it in an LLC as a partnership. That's how you can grow if you don't have the capital. There are plenty of private lenders out there. Again, local meetup groups, local real estate meetup groups in your area are going to have people that are willing to lend. They're going to be people that will are willing to borrow. So there's a lot of options for you out there, and don't be held up by this. But again, go to our website. I would check out that funding option first. Go to morrisinvest.com/funding to see if that is a fit. There's a video you can watch on it and see if that makes sense for you. All right, our third question today comes from Jeff.
Hi, Clayton. Thanks for the call and the question. I have a single family home. It's worth about $35,000 to $40,000. It's free and clear of any mortgage or payment on it. Rents out for about $850 a month. I have a 5-unit not far from it. Total cash flow after I pay all of my expenses is about $1,100, $1,200 a month. But I have a mortgage on that, a land contract. It's worth about $130,000 to $140,000 or so in that range. What would you do to use other people's money in this situation? And how would I go about acquiring other properties and possibly leveraging these ones or any other options you have? Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. So you've got a 5-unit and that smaller single family that's cash flowing nicely. And that one's paid off. So about $45,000 in value. It's cash flowing about $800 a month. That's how I started out. You know, I had a lot of those types of properties. And if they're in good neighborhoods, then you're golden. So you just need to be careful of the type of neighborhood you're in. But good on you for that. Yes. Again, I would, you know, like I said, I've had a great success with a bank called Flagstar. I'm not a partner with them. They're not a sponsor in any way. I've just used them. I speak highly of them. So why not do some refinancing on those properties? The thing you need to worry about, though, is just making sure that the refinancing makes sense because when you refinance an investment property, the loan, obviously, the down payment, the interest rate is going to be a little higher because it's in an LLC or it's an investment property. It's not your primary mortgage. So you just need to shop around. But I would give some of these banks a call and let them know, hey, here's what I have. This is my 5-unit that I own. I have a lot of equity in it. I would love to pull this equity out. And that's how you're able to start investing in other properties. Start, you know, get $45,000 out, use that as a down payment to get that, you know, new construction duplex or whatever that's already cash flowing in an appreciating market. And then using that cash flow from that duplex to pay for that loan that you just got. And that's how the rich get richer, using other people's money. So I would absolutely look at ways that you could leverage this right now. You might not even want to take money out of that account and do a home equity line of credit. Something else you can do is what I just mentioned to Joe, which is go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com/funding and see what that option is for you at 0% interest financing for over a year. And so you can, you know, get $50,000, $60,000, $100,000 at 0% interest that you could go out and acquire another rental property or two using that cash flow to pay back that that zero interest loan. So just a couple of different options out there, but I would definitely look at using other people's money right now. Try to keep as much of your own money in your pocket as possible because money is virtually free at the moment. I mean, with these interest rates and with the Federal Reserve doing what they're doing under the CARES Act, and this, I mean, look, you know, if Wall Street can get taken care of, you can get taken care of. And if you just understand how to get access to some of these programs right now, you know, this is a killer way to do it. I would also suggest, you know, look, it's almost the end of the year and the CARES Act runs out. And if you have not taken advantage of the CARES Act provisions where you're able to go, you know, take money out of your 401k without penalty, out of your retirement account without penalty under the CARES Act, do it. Use that to invest in real estate. That would be, that's exactly what I would do. So again, I'm not a financial advisor. I can't tell you to take your money out of your 401k, but it's totally up to you. If it were my situation, that's exactly what I would do. And I did do that, actually. I took my money out of my 401k to invest in real estate. So there are some great questions from Gino, Joe, and Jeff, GJJ. Thank you guys for your great questions. Again, you can ask your questions. Try to keep them to like 30 seconds, if you'd be so kind. Just go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton and click on the little record button. Leave me a voicemail. Let me know what your name is so we can play it right here on the show. So thank you, everyone. Really appreciate you dialing us up and joining us. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel as well, our Morris Invest YouTube channel. We're publishing videos weekly there to help you become a better real estate investor. A lot of different content that we produce over there as well to help you take your investing to the next level. So now go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.